Random House Audio presents Loon Lake by E.L. Doctorow. Read for you by Mark Bramhall.
They were hateful presences in me, like a little old couple in the woods, all alone for each other, the sun only a whim of fate. It was their lousy little house. They never let me forget that. They lived on a linoleum terrain and sat in the evenings by their radio. What were they expecting to hear? If I came in early, I distracted them. If I came in late, I enraged them. It was my life they resented, the juicy fullness of being they couldn't abide. They were all dried up. They were slightly smoking sticks. They were crumbling into ash. What, after all, was the tragedy in their lives implicit in the profoundly reproachful looks they sent my way? That things hadn't worked out for them? How did that make them different from anyone else on Mechanic Street? Even the houses were the same, two by two, the same asphalt palace over and over. Streetcars rang the bell on the whole fucking neighborhood. Only the maniacs were alive. The men and women who lived on the street, there was one we called Saint Garbage who went from ashcan to ashcan, collecting what poor people had no use for. Can you imagine? And whatever he found, he put on his cart or on his back. He wore several hats, several jackets, coats, pairs of pants, socks over shoes, over slippers. You couldn't look at his face. It was bearded and red and raw, and one of his eyes ran with some yellow excrescence. Oh, Saint Garbage. And three blocks away was the mill where everybody in Patterson made the wages to keep up their wonderful life, including my father, including my mother. They went there together and came home together and ate their meals and went to the same bed.